my John in Vegas music. So return to John in Vegas here this segment.
Is this Frank Sinatra?
It sounds like. We got... Let's just bring in some random voices here. This is Brady Bowman. You know him from K-Man's News Department and also, of course, the award-winning Cover 5, which we had yesterday. I'm going to bust out some John in Vegas picks for you here, so I figured... Why not bring on the expert in picks? The guy picks NFL games every single week on our show and wins awards while doing it. So,
you know, and I'm happy for those accolades. You know, I don't have to say it. Let John Kirk say it.
You don't, man. You let the hardware speak for you. So I'm going to have you critique my picks, that is. Before we get to those, we'll pass along this news. Obviously, a lot of people around here care about Jordy Nelson. He is not going to play in the Packers-Cowboys game, but I am floored that it's even something that's having to be reported after hearing some of the aftermath of that shot that he took in the wild card game against the Giants last week. Apparently had multiple broken ribs. They were talking about like a collapsed lung. And
he was in a hospital that night.
Yeah, I mean, like potential internal damage, but apparently he avoided any kind of major internal damage. Here's the direct quote. A source told ESPN Nelson avoided a major internal injury, which is why he is being allowed to travel this week, even though he's not playing. And he has a chance to play next week if the Packers advance, which just still seems nuts to me. But you know, he's got to be tough. He made it through Bill Snyder's program for a little while here at K-State. Obviously, played under both coaches, but he's a tough dude. He is a tough dude. My hat's off to Jordy Nelson. I obviously had a ton of respect for him already. I gained more respect after learning about the extent of those injuries and then the fact that he's actually trying to get back out there and practice.
Yeah, the fact that it's even possible. Because the way you read that, it sounded like you were reading a car accident report.
Yeah, right? I don't think I could do radio with a third of those injuries. I don't think I'd be able to drag myself into work.
No, I've seen you with a little bit of a cold, and you were slowed.
Oh, all right. Well, hopefully I won't be slowed with my John in Vegas picks here for the weekend. I wanted to give you some college hoops, but it's hard to find like real consistent good lines until the day of a game. So I just opted to not go down that route. I'm going to keep it to the NFL games, and there's really only three of them that I feel confident in saying this has got my stamp. It's a John in Vegas pick. And I'll explain why the fourth one is not. I'm going to start with the ones that I feel most confident about. So this is in descending order in terms of my confidence. Seattle plus four at Atlanta. That's number one. I am taking, by the way, these are picks against the spread. So you want to go take these to Bovada, wherever, make yourself some money. But Seattle is going to cover. They're going to win outright at Atlanta. That's what I got.
Woo!
Atlanta feels to me like one of those Dick Vermeil Chiefs teams. A lot of offense, very good offense. They lead the league in points scored. Not a whole lot of defense, and just rings fairly hollow despite the fact that they put up an 11-win season. They're also playing a team that is clearly not fazed by, you know, going on the road in the playoffs, just being in the playoffs. The moment's not too big for Seattle at all. I actually like the Seahawks.
Well, it kind of reminds me, and I'm sure we'll get to this, but it's kind of the same situation with the Cowboys, with the Packers. The Packers, like Seattle, they have been in the playoffs. This isn't new to them. And Atlanta, it is new to them as far as being that number one seed, being a high-powered offense, being on paper looking like the favorite. Are they going to handle that? I don't know. You're going outright win.
No, outright win. Hit the money line.
I don't know.
Or just the plus four, whatever you want.
I can't remember what I said in the cover five, but it was yesterday. You think I remember what I picked? I think I picked it.
I figured you just blacked out when you were done. I mean, you just made so much magic, you just black out.
Usually what happens.
Wake up the next day. So there's number one for the John in Vegas picks here with my man Brady critiquing Brady from the cover five. Second one, and you'll like this. And I feel like maybe I should have flip-flopped these and put this as my most confident. New England minus the 16. It's a huge, huge line. Like, crazy huge for an NFL game, let alone a playoff game.
A historically huge line, actually. I think largest since the early 90s or something.
But as you have reminded me many a time, the Pats beat the Texans in week three with Jacoby Brissett as their quarterback.
Third-string rookie quarterback.
And it wasn't close.
27-0.
Was not close. We know that Brock Osweiler is not going to score many points at all against this Patriots defense. I'll even give them a touchdown here. I'll give them one touchdown, be it defensive, offensive, whatever. All the Patriots have to do is score 24 points, and they're going to cover. I know the Texans defense is very good. Patriots can do that. This is Tom Brady. This is the playoffs. This is not mess around time at all for Bill Belichick and the Patriots. They're going to show no mercy. They'll cover this one.
I'm with you. Brilliant analysis, John.
Thank you.
Hit every nail on the head. I couldn't agree more with every word you said there. Absolutely.
All right. Now, here with pick number three, John in Vegas. This is the last of the three that I would actually endorse as a pick, but it is my least confident of the four playoff games that we got. And, Mitch, I am going to pick your Cowboys to win here, but I will take Green Bay plus the four. I'll take the points. I think if Jordy Nelson were playing, I'd probably go straight up Green Bay. But because the Cowboys, to me, fit into a similar box as the Falcons. They were able to just pile up a lot of wins. They have played very well, but they're not used to this spotlight. Dak Prescott is not used to this spotlight. If he starts to struggle, you're going to be dealing with the Tony Romo talk. A lot of potential distractions there for the Cowboys, and it's against the team that's used to being in the playoffs every single year, not fazed by this at all, and Aaron Rodgers right now is playing as good as anybody in football. So because of that, I'll say it will just be a really close game. I'll lean Cowboys purely because of the Nelson injury, but I think Green Bay covers.
Well, and look at the way the Giants were looked at going in against Green Bay. Everybody thought that the Giants would be the one to kind of stop Green Bay's wave of success, and that it wasn't close. I mean, Green Bay took care of business against the Giants pretty easily, and this is a Giants team that beat Dallas twice in the regular season. And I'm with you on that, John. I think Randall Cobb, Devontae Adams, I think those are guys that before when Jordy was down, they didn't have a lot of second or third options. Now they kind of developed those guys a little bit. So I'm with you on that. I think 4-point favorites, right?
Mm-hmm. 4 points, yeah.
Yeah. I go with Green Bay.
All right. So far, I'm getting pretty high marks from the expert over here. Brady from the cover five. And finally, the one that I can't bring myself to go either way, and it's a pick 'em. Depending on where you look, I guess you might be able to find. I know, like, yesterday I was hearing Chiefs minus one. Today I looked it up on a Vegas Insider where I typically look, and they had it as a pick 'em. This is just the mental hurdle I cannot get over. Like, I am just conditioned to this is where Chiefs seasons go to die if they have not already been stomped on and put to death already. Like, I don't see the Chiefs playing in an AFC title game. Much like the Royals, when they made their first playoff run, like, you couldn't fathom what was going on with a lot of that. I can't fathom the Chiefs actually playing in an AFC championship game, especially when they are playing one of those teams that always seems to be there, that has a Hall of Famer in Ben Roethlisberger, that has arguably the two most dangerous offensive weapons in the AFC.
A hard-hitting defense, as Matt Moore knows.
Yeah, the defense doesn't worry me as much. I'm not worried too much about the Chiefs' offense. I think they can score some points, but I just fear the Steelers go off. Le'Veon Bell with no Derek Johnson, the run defense struggling, and just the mere fact that this game's now in primetime, it's being moved to Sunday night, such a big-time atmosphere, big-game feel. I can't get over the mental hurdle of thinking the Chiefs win a giant game in this type of spot. I feel a heartbreaking, crushing loss coming on in this one for Kansas City.
Pittsburgh's not who you guys wanted to see.
No.
That's for sure.
No, not at all. Not at all.
And the NFL doesn't want to see Kansas City in the next round.
Probably not. No, the NFL would love Big Ben and the Steelers and all those offensive weapons going up against the Patriots. I understand. Rest of the NFL, I understand. I desperately want the Chiefs to win, but I can understand why the NFL would much rather see Steelers-Pats.
I didn't realize that's a pick 'em.
Yeah.
That's pretty surprising, actually.
Yeah. At the same time, logically, there's a lot that would make sense about the Chiefs winning. Chiefs are a pretty good team. Ben Roethlisberger may be more dinged up than they're leading on. His home road splits, he's been much worse on the road here. And the Chiefs are a totally different team than when they played a month into the season. So that's why I wouldn't, even though I feel like the Chiefs are going to lose in some heartbreaking way, I can't really go Steelers either because I don't feel totally confident enough in that. I'm just leaving that one alone.
Well, and Big Ben's hobbled, too. He's hobbled. Mm-hmm. And like I said in the cover five, if Landry Jones is playing a little, any substantial amount of snaps, you got to feel good about that. And seeing Justin Houston on the practice field this week, that has to be a good feeling for you guys.
I'm not sure that Landry Jones has played a full season anywhere where people actually like want to watch him take snaps. He set all these Oklahoma records, but Oklahoma fans were pretty cold on him. He never really won huge games, never took him where they wanted to go. I don't think they were real keen on him, but you know, that guy's making a nice living in the NFL as
I'll take it
as the backup to Big Ben. All right, there's John in Vegas. Did we get some input?
Well, this is not NFL related, but I just got some breaking news. You probably just got the same email, John, from K-State basketball.
Let me check my email. All right. Saturday's men's basketball game remains on schedule. The men's basketball game between number 25 Kansas State and top-ranked Baylor remains on schedule for a 3:30 p.m. tip-off on Saturday at Bramlage Coliseum. Athletics officials have been monitoring an approaching winter storm, and in consultation with the National Weather Service, Riley County Emergency Preparedness representatives, and the Big 12 Conference, they've determined the game can be played as scheduled. So there you go. Chiefs game moved to Sunday night. K-State and Baylor, same time, 3:30 tomorrow, 1:30 for Powercat Game Day and our pregame. Brady, thanks for stopping by, keeping me in check there with the picks.
Always, always.
Coming up in hour two at 5:10, we've got John Morris, play-by-play voice of the Baylor Bears. When we return, a Baylor narrative that I totally don't buy. You're listening to The Game.